This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I want to start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us for the beginning of the second hour here for Radio Night Live, the final edition on the weekend. Some of you may keep wondering why I'm emphasizing that. There is a Radio Night Live version that I do Monday through Friday in the great city of New York, and with my great co-hosts each night, we talk about a variety of things. Many of them are, in fact, ladies. You should not have a surprise about that. The Ladies Lounge, a fixture here at Radio Night Live for the last 9 years. But as I made just brief mention last week, this broadcast is now multimedia. It's on a lot of different platforms. It's not just a radio show. And it appears on two television networks, one over the air, one over the top, what's called over the top. Biz TV is my broadcast television partner, and Salem News Channel is my over-the-top television partner. And they service devices like Roku, Apple, Amazon Prime Fire, Google Play, all the others that you can get, you can watch Salem News Channel on. And because of my close association with Salem as a writer for townhall.com, as a broadcaster for their New York cluster, both stations, 5 days a week, as one of their national people that helped put together some of their syndicated shows for the weekend, and as someone who has his own syndication stuff carried on many of their properties, this is one of those opportunities to continue to work together with the good folks at Salem, and I love and cherish that relationship very deeply. But all that to say that the name Radio Night Live doesn't really work for the two television networks. And so we've done some digging, some investigation, some rediscovery, and coming up a week from tonight, or at latest 2 weeks from tonight, there will be a different type of broadcast that will be here called simply That Kevin Show.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his votes for Damas.
Of course That Kevin Show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be That Donald Show. We don't have that, so we have That Kevin Show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Rough Demo Orchestra.
So we're working really hard to make sure that here in 2023, the That Kevin Show, is going to be an addictive part of your Saturday night lineup on Biz TV, Salem News Channel, and 300 great radio stations across the country. So glad to be with you. Now, I wanna get to a couple of things. One of them, I've just got to be braggy about, because to be honest, it is very important to me that you know that coming up Monday evening, a very, very big event is going down in the country. This happens to be the Fear the Frog night here at Radio Night Live, because the TCU Horned Frogs, not since 1938, have they competed for the national championship in football. And coming up this Monday night, that's exactly what they will be doing, competing for the national championship of the college football playoff against the defending champion Georgia Bulldogs. And everybody thought that TCU was going to lose to Michigan last week by a lot, and they ended up winning somewhat easily. I think it's going to be a good game. Georgia may clean their clocks, but at least the Horned Frogs are there, and they're fighting for the pride of Fort Worth, Texas, my hometown, and where we're all from. So, yes, that's the occasion in which I am wearing the purple, and I'm waving the TCU sweatshirt around the place. Because in New York, it's really funny. I wear the TCU sweatshirt. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. What's TCU? Is that in Tennessee somewhere? No, it's Texas Christian University. Never heard of it before. That's been the plight of a lot of people. Now, that wasn't always that way. Back in the 1930s, Slingin' Sammy Baugh, one of the greatest NFL players to ever play, came out of the TCU ranks. And they did play for a national championship in 1938. And they've won the Big Ten a few times. They played in a couple of huge Rose Bowl games a few years back. But this is a new era, a new day. And it's going to be a great game. And I hope that TCU just beats the pants off the Bulldogs. I've got a lot of friends who are Georgia fans. So Mary Catherine Hamm and all the rest of you, I apologize in advance. But I hope the Dogs go down on Monday. That's just the way I'm hoping that it turns out. Anyway, hey, I want to go back to the top story of the night, which was Kevin McCarthy finally getting named Speaker of the House in the aftermath. I would like to caution, if I had the opportunity, some of my colleagues in the talk media ranks, because I saw something throughout this last week that I thought was really disturbing, and it kind of came out of this place where people were speaking more of ignorance and kind of going along with the crowd more than anything else. In the first hour, I played for you Matt Gaetz's sudden come to Jesus tune that he's now singing now that he realized that he had no chance of displacing McCarthy. But I would like to make the argument that McCarthy didn't need to be displaced, that Kevin McCarthy has never been Paul Ryan. He's never been John Boehner. He's never been part of the establishment from the standpoint of going along with bad policy that really hurt the country. Now, there may be individual votes on things like an omnibus bill here or there that you could point to. But I will tell you that as someone who has watched Kevin go through the ranks in the House, and the owner of Salem Communications, Ed Etzinger, actually has seen him since he was congressman from Bakersfield, and been close to him, had a relationship with him, and believes very strongly that Mr. McCarthy is a principled guy. And here's what I want everybody to understand. If you were thinking that these 20 scrappers were getting it done because they needed to, because the whole country was going to be thrown over the top of the cliff if Kevin McCarthy became Speaker, you were pretty much disproven by the end of the week. Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz voted for Kevin McCarthy to become Speaker. And why did they do that? Well, same reason why Jim Jordan supported Kevin McCarthy and endorsed him and nominated him early in the process. Same reason. Because he knows that Kevin's a trustworthy guy, an honest guy. I've seen horrible things. DC Drano and others on social media. And I'll tell you what, when I see them write things like that, it hurts my perspective, my opinion of them more than it does Kevin McCarthy. But I'm afraid that not everybody knows that a lot of these things that have been told are untruths. And I would caution my friends in talk radio. I would caution my friends in the more conservative side of the web and the commentariat to judge Kevin on his actions as he leads. Don't buy into what somebody else says as a suspicion of this or that. If Donald Trump thought that Kevin McCarthy wasn't an America First guy, he wouldn't have backed him. Elon Musk, who has been fighting for free speech in remarkable ways over the course of the last year, came out and strongly endorsed him. Yeah, you had Mike Pence and other guys that, you know, people say, well, they're rhinos, they're part of the establishment. Okay, but is it bad for a good person to have people that you don't like say good things about them? I look at the broad cross-section of people that supported McCarthy, and I look at the broad cross-section of people that oppose him. And the people that oppose him, particularly on the far left, do so for the most heinous reasons possible. They don't think that pro-life should be a legitimate political standpoint. They don't think that babies need defending. Kevin McCarthy does. He believes in limited government. He wants to move government towards that limit. That's a traditional America First value. And he made 20 to 40 concessions for the Freedom Caucus that he probably would have made anyway. But I think you're going to see something very different, including maybe the very first action on the agenda of firing those 87,000 IRS agents. I believe he's going to do it. We'll just have to wait and see. All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got a big hour yet ahead. Kelsey Bowler, KT McFarlane, and the actor Kevin Sorbo before we're done. It's Radio Night Live, one last go-around here on Saturday nights. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. This week, I saw a headline that disturbed me to no end, and it has to do with a toy that my daughter easily could have gotten into by now. She has not. She will not be beyond this. But if you're familiar with the girl, the doll brand, the American Girl, there is a bit of controversy. And here to discuss is the Independent Women's Forum's own Kelsey Bowler, a mom herself of young ladies. Kelsey, this is you know, you don't get much more apple pie than American Girl. And, you know, they had a big flagship store here in Manhattan. People would make, you know, bucket list trips to the city to come go to that store. But they have really turned on the woke as of late. What's the latest?
Yeah, this is really upsetting for those of us who grew up around the American Girl doll tradition and hope to pass that on to our own daughters one day. What happened is American Girl publishes a series of how-to guides. They call them the Smart Girls Guide. And in their Smart Girls Guide to Body Image, American Girl offers children ages 10 and up ideas on how to socially and medically transition with the help of trusted adults. And it even suggests, gives resources to young girls on how to pursue these transitions in secret behind their parents' back. There's a quote from controversial transgender activist Jazz Jennings. And, of course, there's no mention of the risks or downsides of pursuing these medical treatments, so-called treatments. And so this book, rightly so, is causing a lot of outrage amongst parents because this is a company that was founded on American values, teach children about American history, educated them, entertained them, and had a very good reputation of being a wholesome company. Over the past, you know, couple years, they were bought out by retail giant Mattel, and no surprise, they've become more woke in that process. But I think this book was really a bridge too far for many parents because what American Girl is doing here is wading into a medical issue to very young girls, girls as young as 10 years old.
And it is pretending as though the information that it's giving is at minimum non-harmful, but they would believe that it's actually accurate and beneficial. And, Kelsey, the more medical professionals that I speak to about this issue, I mean, Dr. Mark Siegel was on my medical night a couple of nights ago, and he is beside himself with what these what the administration and what this agenda is doing to children's medicine across the country, because you've got medical experts supposedly saying that this is what's best for kids, and the data is far from that, and puberty blockers and other things are showing negative impact on some of the children's health, not to mention all the stuff that we're finding out now in people that are detransitioning. You've documented a good deal of that in your documentary Identity Crisis, but this is bad medicine. And they're putting it in there. It's not just a moral issue for, you know, Bible thumping fuddy duddies. This is bad stuff for kids, and yet they're pushing it through this channel.
You're right. These are experimental treatments for children. We don't yet have conclusive studies in the United States. There's one that's supposed to be coming out from the NIH, but of course, that release keeps getting delayed. But what we do know from many European countries, they are ending the use of puberty blockers in children who are experiencing gender dysphoria due to the long-term risks and a lack of evidence that puberty blockers actually help these children. In many cases, they're finding that puberty blockers are causing more harm. And it's also, important what you pointed out about the stories of detransitioners who are so often blacklisted from the establishment media. They are firsthand evidence of the real life harms that come with these drugs and surgeries. I most recently interviewed a young girl named Prisha Mosley, who, went all the way down the transgender path to actually get a double mastectomy, and she faces very traumatic lifelong complications from what doctors and mental health professionals allowed her to do to her body when she was suffering from well-documented cases of mental illness. And, among those are topics that are very difficult to talk about with young teenagers, let alone children as young as 10 years old, who this book is marketed to.
Yeah.
This is a girl who suffers from vaginal atrophy and dryness, which not only makes intercourse painful from her, but also leads to distressing urinary symptoms. She doesn't know if she'll ever be able to conceive her own children because of years of testosterone. So these are very serious complications that have a high risk of occurring if children pursue puberty blockers. And for American girls who so callously suggest young girls go down this path and perhaps go down this path behind their parents' backs is just reckless. It's a complete betrayal by a company that so many of us grew up loving and trusting.
Well, in Europe, they have had a reversal in the public health standpoint on this, and I know that our administration is not interested in reversing course on what it has said publicly, but I have to think that as more of this medical evidence comes forward, that we're going to have to do something like that here as well for the welfare of children. I mean, and this kind of goes to the point you and I have talked about a lot. It doesn't seem like the left cares about children, not what is actually good for them. They seem to use children as pawns to an end. They use them for their debate about abortion. They use them for debate about this agenda. They use them to say certain things should happen in the educational arena. They're always pawns that are used by the left for certain outcomes. But in terms of the welfare of the child itself, it just seems like they just don't care about them.
Well, what's so disgusting to see is that these major corporations are profiting from this indoctrination,
yeah,
from preying off of young, vulnerable children. We saw this from Valencia not long ago. We've seen Disney overstep its bounds and engage in political fights against parents. And, now American Girl. So, again, this is just a betrayal of a classic American company that so many of us grew up loving. I really dreamed of the day that my daughter would unwrap an American Girl from under our Christmas tree. And unless this company retracts what it published and acknowledges, in the least acknowledges, the truth about what puberty blockers and transgenderism actually encompasses, I don't want to give them my business, and it's very evident that thousands of parents around the country feel the same.
Well said. Kelsey Bowler, always appreciate your insights. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As the Buffalo Bills prepare to host their season finale on Sunday, teammate DeMar Hamlin took to Instagram for the first time since his on-field cardiac arrest Monday night. He said the love has been overwhelming. Hamlin's neurological function remains intact, and he's able to speak to his family and care team. After winning early Saturday on the 15th ballot, Republican leader Kevin McCarthy secured Speaker of the House. Lawmakers will vote on new rules Monday. The Denver Broncos are receiving permission to interview New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton about their vacant head coaching job. Payton stepped down as coach of the Saints in January 2022 after 15 seasons with the team, including winning the Super Bowl in 2010. The Mega Millions jackpot is now more than $1 billion. Lottery officials said no one picked all six numbers Friday, setting the stage for at least $1.1 billion for Tuesday's drawing. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. It's Kevin McCullough and the New Year's edition of Radio Night Live, the last New Year's edition we will be doing. As you've already heard from me in the earlier segments tonight, the construct of this show, the name of it, kind of the look of it, the tone of it, is going to undergo a little bit of refinement in the next few weeks, and the Radio Night Live moniker will be going away and surrendering to the That Kevin Show, which should be a lot of fun. And one of the things we hope to do is help you to laugh as much as possible on your weekend, because we do know the value of some entertaining humor as it goes by. And that's why I'm excited about a brand new partnership with the folks at Dry Bar Comedy. And you can imagine someone who's got enough wit to tongue-in-cheek the name Dry Bar must have an idea or two about what comedy might consist of as well. And we've got to promise you, these things are funny, and you're going to enjoy them, and they're safe for the whole family. So let's enjoy tonight's first performance. Here's Kelly Collette.
I'll play
sister, and my sister calls me every year to tell me what to buy her for Christmas. I don't know if you guys have people like this in your life. It's a really fun game. Like last year, she called me, and she's like, hey, Kelly, all right, it's Christmas, okay? I want this blender, all right? It's from Target, okay? It's $40, okay? Would you get that for me? I was like, all right. She's like, you are so thoughtful. What can I buy for you? I was like, $40 gift card to Target. Right? I don't want to play this game anymore. Actually, make it 100. I'm trying to win Secret Santa this year, right? That's how competitive I am. I try and win Secret Santa. I try and win all the games. Don't invite me to your bridal shower. Don't invite me to your baby shower. I'll knock over your grandma to win a potted plant. Like, I am so competitive. I try and win the baby shower games as if the prize is I get to keep the baby. You know what I mean? Like, that's how competitive I am. It's ridiculous. So competitive. I had to say this to my friends on multiple occasions. I had to be like, I'm very sorry for what I said to you when we were in the escape room. You're not useless. You're just not as good as Sudoku as me, and that's not your fault, all right? And it's not like I need prizes. I'm like low-key a hoarder. Any hoarders here tonight? No, they never are. They're at home with their treasure babies. They couldn't make it out the door to come to the show. Right? Low-key a hoarder. I think I'm a hoarder a little bit because it's so easy to get anything you want nowadays. Like, are you guys addicted to Amazon? Right? I can't believe it. Every time a package comes to my house and I see that it's an Amazon package, I'm always like, I didn't order anything. Because that's how quickly it comes. You forget that you even bought anything. I was like, I have a secret admirer. This is very mysterious. This is fun. And then I open it and I'm like, oh, zip stickers. That's right. I had a zip yesterday. The stickers are clear. They disappear. They'll hide on you every single time. Don't buy clothes on Amazon also. That's my biggest advice. Never buy clothes on Amazon because it's never the quality you think you're going to get. I bought an outfit on Amazon one time. I was so excited about it. I wore it for New Year's Eve. I was like, I'm going to look hot in this. I'm going to look like Mariah Carey. I put it on. I look like Drew Carey. Why did I buy a blazer and glasses? It's a weird New Year's Eve work. 90s Mariah, in case anybody was judging me. All right? Always be my baby Mariah. That's what I was going for. Classic Mariah. But my friends, like, they all registered for their stuff on Amazon. It was so easy to get them the stuff. And I'm actually kind of jealous because when I got married, I was 23 years old, and I didn't know how to be a person yet, let alone know what to register for a wedding registry. I had no idea. So when I got married, I registered for an ice cream maker and a hammock and a bicycle. And I got all of them, you guys. It was awesome. I was like, this is the best birthday ever. Who's this guy? What? I don't know what I need to be a person. Ice cream maker. Whew. But I'm in my 30s now. And it wasn't until last year that I learned what a colander was. A pasta strainer. Had no idea. I thought that was a cool metal hat you got to wear in the kitchen while your mom was cooking spaghetti sometimes. I had no idea that you could actually drain pasta with a tool. How did I drain pasta, you might be asking yourself? Oh, well, first you take your boiling pot of hot water off the stove, and then you slowly walk it over to the sink to pour it out 1 inch at a time while the steam hits you back in the face. You bare hand catch the pasta, throw it back on the counter, hope it doesn't fall down, the dog doesn't eat it. That's how you do it in my house. Thank you. The whole time I'm like, Shark Tank better think of something. This is it.
Yeah, she's onto something there. Shark Tank could come up with something, maybe a colander. Kevin McCullough, appreciate the folks at the Dry Bar. Two shots of funny, no chaser. Coming soon to a TV near you. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Stay with us on this New Year's Eve edition.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, as we every year get to kind of evaluate what's gone on in the previous 12 months or even longer, it's sometimes good to do a checkup on where we're at and what's happening. And my friends over at the Family Research Council have just released a report on what has happened by way of hostility being expressed towards Christians and the church in the United States, covering the years, I think it's 2018 through 2022, and Ariel Del Turco joins us now to discuss this. She's the Assistant Director for the Center for Religious Liberty at FRC. And full disclosure, I used to work for the Family Research Council, so I just want people to be aware of that. Ariel, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here. Why did you, first of all, why was FRC interested in looking at this five-year period?
Yeah, so we really began looking at this just because we had perceived
a supposed rise in these incidences. We're just hearing more and more about vandalism and other types of attacks against church buildings. And so we wanted to put numbers to that. We wanted to see if there actually was a rise. So we looked at the years 2018 through 2022, through September 2022 was our reporting period, and we found almost that the incidents tripled from the first year to this current year. So at 2018, we were looking at around 50 cases that we could track of acts of vandalism and other acts of hostility, including arson, other violence against churches. And this year, there was 137 just through September.
Wow.
On track to triple.
Okay, so let me break this down a little bit, because numbers are, I'm fascinated by data, and I find it very interesting to look at, but I also think sometimes it can be a little bit tricky to understand. When you say there were 50 incidents in 2018, I'm guessing that these were all reported, and that there was a certain level of hostility that you detected to qualify an incident as one that was put on the list.
Yeah, you're hitting at a very important point here. So we relied on open source data for our reporting.
Okay.
Typically that would be incidences that reach the news. So we suspect the actual number to be much, much higher, because not all churches either have a connection to news outlets to get their story out there or don't report it to the police.
Sure.
There's any number of reasons that we wouldn't have heard about it, but these are the numbers that we were able to find.
So using that as the kind of barrier for evidence or inclusion, you're saying according to that same standard, nearly three times as many occurred in 2022 as occurred in 2018?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. What were the most... Well, who were the groups that were most targeted, and in what way was that most expressed?
So we found that there was a very disturbing correlation between times of political tension in the United States and a rise in these acts of hostility against churches. So most prominently, we saw that this summer with the leak of the Supreme Court Dobbs decision,
mm-hmm.
which was about to overturn Roe v. Wade. So this year alone, from January to September, we counted 57 pro-abortion acts of hostility and only five over the previous 4 years. So that's a very, very sharp increase. Really a lot of anger.
And these are against churches per se. They're not against things like crisis pregnancy centers or what would be considered sometimes parachurch operations?
That's right. These are just churches alone.
Wow.
While many churches are pro-life and are a great source of pro-life activism, they were not responsible for the Supreme Court's decision,
right.
Yet they were the target of violence.
So have you guys taken a look at similar periods previous to 2018, trying to judge by a similar standard at all?
We've not. This was our reporting period, just the last 5 years. But even within that framework, we saw a pretty consistent rise.
Yeah. How closely tied? So I'm thinking of the time period that it covers. You're in the last 2 years of the Trump administration and the first 2 years of the Biden administration that are all included in this. Was there a correlation to, you know, presidential administrations or governmental response to these types of things at all?
Well, every year successively, we're looking at a pretty steady rise, except for 2020 when there was a significant dip. However, we are chalking that up mainly to the general limitations in mobility that people had with lockdowns,
COVID.
Other restrictions.
Yeah.
Exactly, during COVID. But overall, there's a steady rise, and really, I think this is symptomatic of a growing social hostility to Christianity generally. America just does not have the same level of societal respect for churches and religious institutions that it once did, maybe several decades ago. We would have expected that even people that didn't agree with religions would still be treating church buildings and religious adherence with respect, and we're just seeing that erode more and more and more and especially with that mix of political hostility towards Christian beliefs, especially Christian beliefs that pertain to human dignity for the unborn, into the definition of marriage and proper human sexuality. We're seeing these being areas where Christians are increasingly targeted.
Well, it's interesting that you guys did this study, because obviously since the overturning of Roe, and even since the midterms, there are, you know, there's assertions being made about the role of people of faith. And with the new signing of the what's called, I feel like falsely, the Respect for Marriage Act by the president, there are concerns that there is going to be more targeting, legal targeting of people through that mechanism. And I would guess that the trend goes, when there's more legal targeting of people of faith, that the hostile acts that go beyond legality are probably going to increase as well. Do we have any basis for that theory being true?
Yeah, I think there's a strong correlation between government violations of religious freedom and social hostility yep. against religious freedom. So I typically look at two things for religious freedom, legal protection, but it's not just legal protection that actually makes religious freedom safe in a society. It's these cultural influences.
Right.
So does the culture support religious freedom as well? And so we're seeing that just collapse.
That's good stuff. Ariel Del Turco, thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've worked our way all the way to the number one song for 2022. And at number one, as it was on the Billboard charts for 15 weeks this year, here's Harry Styles.
The next song I'm going to play, I have to dedicate to each and every single one of you. Because once again, you've changed my life. This is as it was. Why don't you leave me back? Nothing to say, everything gets in the way. See, nothing to face, and I don't want to stay.
Styles, as he was number one on the charts for 15 weeks, according to Billboard's Hot 100, and by far the longest record-holding single for the year. He also played 15 consecutive sold-out shows in Madison Square Garden, New York, over that same period of time. And what an amazing performance here on Radio Night Live as we close out the year 2022. Not many episodes of Radio Night Live exist yet, but that's because of the brand new That Kevin Show that comes your way soon. Hopefully we will talk to you again next week. Stay here.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.